Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Having a baby is such an exciting time, and there's so many things to think about. And you want to pick the colors, and you got to get the nursery set up. One thing we definitely want you to think about is creating a toxic-free nursery and a kids' room for when they're older, or if you have older kids right now. And here to talk about this is the wonderful Lisa Barris. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Oh my gosh, so true. You know, when anyone's expecting, the emphasis is always on making the room look beautiful and all the cute clothes and the cute decor for the room. And I get it. I was an interior designer. I love all that too. But what we don't realize is we're bringing in a host of toxic chemicals, especially when things are new. And I've talked before about new home smell, which we've come to associate with, you know, nice and fresh and clean, when in fact, it's chemicals that are off-gassing into the air, VOCs, and that's actually what the new home smell is. So if you're smelling that in your nursery or your newly remodeled kids' room, that's a red flag. You don't really want to be smelling chemicals. And these VOCs are volatile organic compounds. And that what that means is at room temperature, the chemicals inside these products get into the air and eventually we breathe them in. So ABC News did a study on a brand new nursery and just took an average new nursery and found that they contain over 300 different chemical compounds. And this is from new carpeting, new paint, the crib, the mattress, the linens, the chair, you know, the list goes on and on. And basically one of the chemicals they found prevalent was formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is prevalent in our homes anyway, but especially in kids' rooms, because that inexpensive furniture that you'll sometimes see cribs made out of, and definitely teen beds, which is made with that pressed wood products, you know, MDF or particle board, those little resins of wood are held together with formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is a carcinogen, so it is a cancer-causing chemical. And we find it throughout our home, so you really want to be leery of that. And also crib mattresses, they found in this study 72% of the crib mattresses are made with dangerous chemicals like flame retardants, antibacterials, and waterproof finishes. And of course, the material itself is petroleum derived, you know, the polyurethane foam that we find not only in crib mattresses, but mattresses for kids. And this goes into dorms too. So if you have a kid going off to college, these are some things to think about as well.
So Lisa, just a quick question. So basically, when people are smelling this, you know, they're smelling the formaldehyde, they're smelling the VOCs. What does that do to their bodies? Maybe for those who are listening, I mean, we know that formaldehyde is bad. We know it's a carcinogen. How is that affecting us when we're actually inhaling or sleeping on these products?
That's a good question. So the acute reactions that you would get, which is like the short term, would be eye, nose, and throat irritation. You'd get headaches, watery eyes, nausea even, and you could get allergies. You could have allergy reactions to some of the chemicals. And if you have asthma, it could trigger an asthma attack. And of course, long-term and, you know, continuing exposure can lead to cancer because a lot of these chemicals are carcinogens. So, and, you know, it is important to note, like even formaldehyde at levels in our home, we don't necessarily smell it. So just because you don't smell it doesn't mean you're not being exposed to it either.
So what are ways people can test for it in their home? And let's say if they can, because we know for sure when you could smell it. I mean, I know even myself, when I renovated my home many years ago, one of my major rules was I don't even want to be able to smell it. And that when I walk in, I don't even want to know. I don't want anyone to know that we actually renovated. And I went out of my way to make sure I got soy foam insulation, obviously no formaldehyde, wool carpets. Like, I mean, I went over the top, and that's just because obviously, I know a lot more. I know a lot more now that I've been doing this and I've been in the industry, but not as much as someone like yourself, of course. So, for those of us who would like to learn more, how could we test for that so that we know that, you know, if it is out there, how can we avoid it?
Well, I'm going to give you four tips to create a healthy room, which I think is a little easier than testing. Although you can test, and there are tests to do, and we get into this. If you want to learn more about all this, Brian and I have a 30-day program called Change Your Home, Change Your Health. .com.
Okay.
And it literally, we dive into this. So if you're really concerned and you want to learn all the nitty gritty on what to do and our recommendations and how to get test kits to test for this, we get into that.
That's awesome.
But for today, you know, I'm just going to go over tips because I don't know that people are going to go that far as to testing, but let's start with paint. So you've heard of low and zero VOC paints, which is the volatile organic compounds. So these are the chemicals. And now they're prevalent. There is absolutely no excuse not to choose this.
Yes.
Because the performance level is great, and every major paint manufacturer now offers a low and zero VOC. Zero would be anything 5 grams per liter of VOCs or less, and low would be about 50. So go for zero whenever you can, and if you can, at least go for low. And if you're pregnant, right, you don't want to be painting that room. Have someone else paint it anyway. And then, mm-hmm, these give it time to air out. And then you want to look for safe flooring. Think about kids who are always on the floor and putting their hands on the floor and putting their hands in their mouth. So if you're using carpeting that's got VOCs emitting from the backing, the adhesives, the fibers, and maybe even stain and grease and water-resistant treatments that have been applied to the carpeting, that's just a big no-no, not to mention it harbors allergens and dirt, and this is just going to be a nightmare. So if you can, invest in hard flooring, and nowadays you can get linoleum, not vinyl. That's different. Vinyl is PVC, so you don't want vinyl, but linoleum is all natural. So look for linoleum if you're on a budget, or cork. You can do concrete. There's just hardwood, FSC certified hardwood floors. And all, as always, make sure the sealants and coatings on those are low VOC.
Right.
All right,
again,
so that's an easy...
You don't want to smell it.
You don't want to smell it, and trust me, it'll off-gas. You'll get exposure to it if you don't. Yeah. And then if you need some warmth underfoot, look for natural fibered rugs like sisal and seagrass and jute, and you can still add that back in. And then you can change those when you need to. Next, you want to look for organic bedding. This is so important. Parents, invest in this. It's one of the best things you can do for your child. And yes, it is a little investment up front to get a better quality mattress, but it's going to pay dividends. Trust me.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more in this. I mean, I know everyone in our house, we all have organic bedding in our house, everything. And that was one of the things that I was absolutely going to spend money on. And I know it's probably, it comes to anywhere from around $2,000 to $3,000 a mattress, right? I'm thinking.
Well, that's for an adult.
The mattresses?
Oh, yeah. Okay. For kids, you can get, for a crib mattress, you can get, in the $500 range. And for a teen, $1,000, $1,200. It depends on what you get and what brand you go with. But
I guess also how big the bed is.
Yeah, exactly, how big the bed is. And get one bigger so they can grow into it. That's an important thing to consider. Look for things that are certified. If they say they're organic and they don't have certifications to back that up, that's a red flag. So look for certified organic, natural latex, and all of that. You want to avoid anything with flame retardants. There's no need to have those in your crib when there are wool, which acts as a natural flame retardant. And finally, clean that air. If you can't open your windows, if you've got, allergy seasons going on or it's winter, you need to have a portable air purifier in the room. This is essential, especially if your child has any kind of allergies, asthma, or breathing issues, but it's just a good thing to have all around anyway.
Lisa, I have to jump in and tell you, you'll be very proud of me and Andrea that I actually finally got the basement done. We have this amazing ventilating system. We got all the mold out and the water.
Oh,
and we got
this big good.
That gets everything. Now, I was kind of forced into it because it was so much snow and it was starting to melt. But I'm so happy we did it, and I needed to do it for years. So I'm breathing easy, and I just wanted you to know.
That is fantastic. And you know what? If you do suspect mold in your home, you need to test. And I've got lots of links on our website on how to do that. If you see mold or you smell mold, you don't mess around with that. You definitely need to test your home for that.
No, absolutely. And, I love this conversation. Again, it goes by so fast because I have my story about flame retardants and pillows, but we'll have to keep that for another conversation.
Yes,
Lisa, how can people find out more? I know you mentioned, changeyourhome, changeyourhealth.com. What's another website they can go to if they want to learn more about you as well?
Okay, go to ronandlisa.com. We'll show you how to choose the best air purifier because there are so many and it is confusing, and even mattresses and things like that as well. So.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
And you can also follow Lisa and Ron at Ron and Lisa on Twitter. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well and have a beautiful day.